you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station. The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
The afternoon show, the police of 670, the score.
Afternoons on the score.
So this is exciting. Just to peel back the curtain briefly. We have a shared Google Doc. We have a group chat. We have a pre-show meeting. Different ways to be in communication. There's some stuff that happens like in side chats or whatever if you want to surprise the other person. But Tanny has, there's an audio section for the day, and he writes little descriptions of what they are, because sometimes we're here, we're all listening to something, or we'll suggest something that we want. And there's just some descriptions down here that are beautiful. And I don't know what they are. So
yeah, he's a wordsmith.
He really is. He's excellent at it. And so he came in with when Mark Grody called us the police of the score.
And then that was Porno for Pyros. I couldn't help but notice the beautiful song Pets from their debut album.
Well, apparently Mark Grody had a flub that needs some afternoon show policing.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. Should be a good time.
Hearst.
Call now. Get your tickets. Come on down. It's good. It's here in the Prudential building. We're in Prudential 2.
Yeah, we are. Prude 2, we call it around here.
Yeah, and we are going to have, we're going to be going down the hallway from the Scorer's Fine Studios.
Oh, yes.
To our performance stage, where a lot of the Lala people come. Have you ever been to one of those little concerts?
Yeah, I was just in there for, what was the most recent one? Was Perry Farrell, actually, speaking of Lala.
Was he really?
I mean,
he's the inventor.
He's the inventor. Porno. He was actually with Porno for Pirates, even
was
though.
Was he really? Did Jane say?
Nope.
Jane said, no. Sergio?
Jane says, no, Sergio.
He treats her like a rag doll?
It's very different when he's with the addiction folks.
Oh,
it's Jane's addiction folks. Okay. No, this was more, this is a toned down, his toned down Porno for Pirates. We'd make great pets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Porno for Pirates is incorrect.
Well, I mean, no, they have their interests, the Pirates.
Well, they do. They do.
They have their own get porno if they want it.
Starling Marte and Gregory Polanco were into some weird stuff.
Well, Brown, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
I will laugh, Greg. I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, I mean, Manny Sanguin and Willie Stargell had a thing, man. Woo, boy. Some volatile stuff. You ever see that picture of Dave Parker and Omar Moreno watching
it's graphic.
Porn?
It's yeah. graphic.
Tough. It's a tough thing you can't unsee in the dugout.
Roberto Clemente loved moms.
Famously. Famously.
Porno for Pirates.
Arg,
matey.
And for people who don't know what the band's name speaks,
Porno for Pyros. Yeah. It was right there.
So
Pyros.
So obviously, you know, I was reporting for duty today. I was in my squad car. You know, I was policing Grody this morning on my way in today.
As you do.
And I texted him. I was like, "Hey, man, I know there's a lot going on in that segment there. You said Porno for Pirates." And he says, "I did." And then this is what happened during crosstalk.
By the way, I do have to. Now I've had multiple texters telling me I said Porno for Pirates. Should be for, and Kristanna Hill checked me on that as well.
Whoa.
Porno instead for saying, Pyros.
Pyros, exactly. Yeah. I said, I didn't even realize I said it. This porno is only for pirates.
That's a completely different thing. I'm not sure I want to know
Yar,
about.
She has a peg leg, she does.
If you're into that sort of
nuts.
Thing.
It's driving me nuts.
Or is it like the baseball team? Like it's just a bunch of Paul Skeens out here yeah, something on
yeah.
tape.
Hey, check out me masked.
No. No. I'm trying to put together in my head. Porno for a good mermaid, maybe?
Oh, a mermaid!
Porno for pirates.
Porno for pirates. Pirates is amazing. Pirates. Yeah. Like, what's the Lala performance like it there?
Yeah, I mean, explaining porno for pyros is problematic enough, let alone porno for pirates.
No, porno for pirates is fantastic.
What is porno for pyros?
Right.
But, you know,
probably fire.
Porno for pirates definitely involves, like, tall ships.
How will you handle, the situation?
No way! Even porno for pirates can't delay his "How will ye handle this today?" The guy is a machine.
He really is.
Hey, 10 o'clock on the numbers.
We Grody took it. He took it. He took the liberty of doing the
what? Yeah, Grody did the mully.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Grody doing that.
Grody wanted out of the convo.
How will ye handle this?
Oh, I didn't know it was Grody doing that. That's phenomenal.
Dan Bernstein is still one of the funniest men in radio.
That was incredible.
Is it porno for vanilla or vanilla bean?
Oh my god, is that good?
Oh god. The problem with porno for pirates, there's way too many hooks in there.
Yeah,
like the hook
dangerous.
For a hand is just problematic.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
eye patch
is sexy though. That's so good.
That's
good
brilliant.
Yeah, well, Grody, consider yourself policed.
Mm-hmm.
Porno for pirates, even
was
though
he really did Jake.
Was he really?
Oh, God.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Well, all right. Should we keep it up?
Sure.
We got more.
Yeah, what do you got?
Well, Bruce, our good friend Bruce Levine, mm-hmm. he was on Inside the Clubhouse.
Sure was. He hosts the show.
Yeah, well.
That Cubs fever we were talking about last week.
It's going around. It was an adventure. Hey!
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. And yes, it does appear that the Cubs are on their way again, aren't they? Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your free Odyssey app, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios.
I'm David. They got the hustle. Yeah. They got the muscle. Yeah. The Chicago Cubs are on their way.
I wonder whose idea it was to play that coming in. That's Bruce Levine. I'm David Hall.
So
pretty good.
Listen to the melodic execution on Bruce Levine right there. Nailed it.
I got to say, yeah, pretty good.
Absolutely nailed it.
And I know my endorsement of as a singing judge
means a lot.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
But
it should.
Well, you consider it your history with music songs.
Exactly. It's long and distinct.
They got the hustle. Yeah. They got the muscle. Yeah. The Chicago Cubs are on their way.
If that's an audition, Bruce has passed and now can be involved in one of our Bears parody songs for the year of Caleb Williams.
Are they happening?
Now that Bruce has shown
right,
me
good.
The kind of tools we have available here at the Score. I mean, my goodness.
All right, good.
Think of the generational brilliance that we can have, the connectivity with listeners of all generations.
Do you have any song ideas like parodies about holding out or anything like that?
Say now! Something with peril. Can we work peril?
Are we doing little Toto there? Holding out!
Yeah, bear. Yeah.
Contract is not signed on time!
There we go, all right.
No.
Another banger in the mouth.
Another banger.
Holding out!
Roma Dunze is not on time! No.
I'd love to participate, but I don't know the song.
Yeah, I bet Bruce would buy us lunch if he missed one, though.
Max and Benny's would be here.
That's entirely possible.
We'd have golden shoes. We'd have Max and Benny's sandwiches piled high to the ceiling.
It's a skyscraper.
That is great.
Whatever.
I mean, just beautiful singing. And I love Hey, Hey, Holy Mackerel. Hey, Hey, by the way, for Brick House, Holy Mackerel was Vince Lloyd, and no doubt about it was Lou Boudreau. They pull it up, put all those catchphrases together, and that's how you got that song lyric right there. 1969 Cubs with that anthem right there, which has some lasting power.
Peoria Matt Bruce, new lead singer for Porno for Pirates.
Porno for Pirates.
They get some too.
That's pretty great.
Texter requesting The Waiting as performed by Danny Parkins. See? They still left a mark. our music songs.
There's one last one here. I just want to hear Shane's reaction, really. That's why I'm shoehorning it in here at 39.
Oh, okay.
The rumor mill was churning this weekend.
Even if you have to skip getting a bat like Candelario last year, give me two bullpen guys, okay? And outside of trading Cassie and Triano, you know, some of the really young studs.
You just traded our producer, though, Bruce. Robbie Triano is our producer. James Triantos is the Cubs prospect, who is this object of some team's desires.
Oh, he traded Robbie Triano.
Can't trade him.
Well, I don't know. Shane likes him.
I don't want him gone.
You don't take him to the airport.
Don't want him gone. I like Robbie a lot. He's a nice kid.
We need that depth. We need that depth. You never know when somebody's going to get suspended. You know what I mean?
But sometimes...
Who's somebody?
I'm just saying, anybody.
Who else has been close?
Could anybody.
Sometimes could guys, though, they're, you know, they can't reach the top there because they're blocked by superstars.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
Triano's doesn't have a position here.
Yeah.
Robbie Triano does not have a position here. It's true. Yeah.
That's right, Shane. You're the superstar. Take a compliment.
Yeah.
Yep.
How do you feel? You're blocking...
What's Triano's playing in the minors? Is it first base?
You guys going to trade me to Wojo just because I sang Despacito one time at a company holiday party.
Seven is more than six. We got Triano under cost control.
Oh, it's true.
For
Good point. Good point.
For promotions person to be named later.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Sold.
Deal.
Sorry, Robbie. I mean, we need a promotions person. And one to be named later is bound to be good. That always works.
Nice catch by Haw, though, immediately. No, you're talking about this prospect. We can't be trading Robbie Triano.
David Haw correcting someone? No way.
No, it's never happened.
You tell me David Haw was ready to correct someone?
He was ready.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, it's the first time he ever did it.
Now, if you get that text back today, that's a problem.
He's on vacation. Text me in 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. You think he's not listening
he's
on his vacation?
Only one that had sense to take vacation this week.
Lawrence.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Lawrence, too. Yeah.
Well, Lawrence didn't want to do it. It was a forced vacation.
Lawrence is at SEC Media Day.
Yeah.
So,
why? Is that not your idea of a vacation?
I consider that working.
Why?
Yeah.
He's trying to get an interview with Hagen Smith.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You're going to talk to Kalen DeBoer about something.
I could call Kalen right now if we want to.
Well,
we've had Kalen.
Yeah, that's
on the
right. Show. We have a relationship with him.
Yeah, it'd be easier than making the trip.
Lawrence should have just called him.
I think it's Lawrence the band that's on vacation, not Lawrence the host.
Oh, they just started a tour. Okay, break.
Roll Tide.
Good dog. There's one more from the weekend that we will get to. Morrell and PCA discussions still to come. Also, fears of trading Garrett Crochet. Park at the Spiegel on the Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.